Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shiur should be a special schus for all the cholim with the coronavirus. And it is based on the unbelievable sefer Avnei Shoam of Hagaon HaTzadik of Rafal Moshe Luria, Zichrono Levracha, and Simon Yud Beis in his sefer on Avodah Zarah. The Rambam, in the 8th parak of Chazerchem Nechoram Halacha Ches, writes that we don't do hekdesh ha'arocha or ha'chrama b'zman hazeh. Ein makdishim lo marichim lo achrim b'zman hazeh. Shein sham mikdash b'chata'enu kedei l'chazek es bitka. So you don't do all of these things. You don't give hekdesh. Ha'arocha is when you, like the Torah says, people have, based on their gender and their age, they have different values. You don't give that to the Beis HaMikdash b'zman hazeh. You don't do what's called cheirem, where it goes either to the Kohanim or to the Beis HaMikdash. We're assuming here to the Beis HaMikdash b'zman hazeh. So no hekdesh, no ma'arichin, no ma'achrimin b'zman hazeh, because we don't have a mikdash. And if one did give to the Beis HaMikdash, then what should he do with these items? So if it's a behemoth, the Rambam says, lock it up and let it die, because it's holy. There's nothing to do with it. Let it die. If it was peres or ksus or kelim, fruits or garments or vessels, utensils, let them be until they rot. Let them rot. If it was mos or klei matchas, yeshlichim yamimelech. If it was money or metal utensils, throw them in the Dead Sea or in the Mediterranean in order to destroy them. If he was makdish or machrim and eved who was nichnas lamitzis and eved kenayim makabel mitzis, redeem him. And then with the money that you redeemed him with, bring that to the yamimelech, like other monies. And if he was an eved akum who wasn't makabel mitzis lomalim lomoridin, you don't throw him into the pit, you don't take him out of the pit. What does that mean? So some say the Rambam means that you just let him be, you don't do anything, don't use him, don't touch him, let him be. The Rabbi on that Sagas is bothered. Why did the Rambam not mention the pigeon option, that you can be pulled to all these things? If you're makdish them, then be pulled to them. The Rambam says no. Behema, let it die. Perisus or kelim, let him rat. Most clay matchis, throw him away. Why does the Rambam say the pigeon option? So the Kesef Mishnah says Nishkin Kasha, no question. Why not? Because the Brisa of Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Gimel doesn't mention it explicitly. So the Rambam only mentions what's mentioned in the Brisa. However, that's a difficult theory to stomach, because the Rambam says that you should be poda this Eved Shenichas Lamitzis Podeo V'Yochudam V'Yomemelch. The Brisa doesn't say that. Why does the Rambam yes say that? So the Rambam obviously saying things the Brisa doesn't say. So the Kesef Mishnah wants to say, no, the Rambam's really agreeing with the Ravid. He just doesn't say it because it's not explicit in the Brisa. Yeah, but the Rambam does say what's not explicit in the Brisa. So it seems the Rambam doesn't agree with the Ravid. The Rambam doesn't say what's explicit. So how are we going to understand the Rambam? Why doesn't he say that you could be poda? What's wrong with being poda? Why doesn't the Rambam give that eitzah like the Ravid's kasha? Not only that, we have a similar din by buying something from a goy and then the tax goes to Avodah Zarah. The Rambam also says in the 9th parak of Avodah Zarah, halacha yadalid, that if somebody buys from a goyish salesman, an idolatrous salesman, an animal, and the money's going to the meches, so then you have to remove the hose of the animal. Ksus v'kelem, let them rat. Mos v'klei matchas ilichon yam ha'melach. Lokach eved, lo malim v'lo maridim. If he takes an eved, chor an eved that wasn't makabel mitzvahs, then you just let him be. Lo malim v'lo maridim. Now there, the Rambam wasn't talking about eved shenichas l'mitzvahs, because eved shenichas l'mitzvahs malim, you do save him from the pit. He's talking about an eved kenaini. So since there's no Eitzah, if he bought an Eved, Shenichas L'mitzvahs, the Rambam doesn't bring it. Now, the Rambam's trying to find Eitzahs for you. If there's no Eitzah, then the Rambam doesn't bring it. But if there is an Eitzah, then the Rambam does bring it. So, here you have an Eitzah of Pidgeon. So why doesn't the Rambam bring the Eitzah of Pidgeon? Doch, I wonder. So, Maran HaGaon of Luria Zetzal presents the following mahalach to explain the Rambam. Now, I like the Kesef Mishnah. Shebe'emet ha'dvarim hem amukim, they're deep, and I'm going to hopefully we'll understand them. Not an easy, Luria's farm are not the easiest ever, but we try our best to understand because of the tiefkeit and because of the clarity that it gives us in the sugya when we understand, which is the goal. שבאמת הרמב״ם סובר דדין תעקר וירקבו חיובה מעיקר הדין. Really the Rambam holds that the din of te'oker v'yirakvu, that it should be like he says by this behema, te'oker, remove the hooves, and yirakvu, that things should rat. It's a chiyuv me'ikar din, and not only if he doesn't want to be poda. Hu mechuyav dafke b'chaygav, and he has to do it just like this, and the din pediyah is also, he's not allowed to be poda. By Avodah Zarah he's not allowed to be poda, here by Beis HaMikdash, by Ekdash he's not allowed to be poda. So let's be makdim in machlokas Rambam Ravid Begidrei Bailos Bebedek HaBayis. Interesting machlokas. Perek Dal and Meosav Rezor Alochi Yud Gimel Posak De Kotshe Bedek HaBayis Shel Ir HaNidachat Yifdu. The Kotshe Bedek HaBayis, if you have an Ir HaNidachas which is going to be burned, and that Ir HaNidachas has Kotshe Bedek HaBayis, things that were sanctified for the upkeep of the temple, they should be redeemed, and then you burn them. Shenemar shlala velo shlal shamayim. It says el shlal shlala, you burn the booty of the Ir Nidachas, and not shlal shamayim. And now it belongs to God, so make sure to redeem the kotshei bedek habayis. Zok the Ravid. No. Shalal shamayim velo chal alav isur. He doesn't accept this. He says that if it's kotshei bedek habayis, it's shalal shamayim, and there's no isur at all. No need to redeem it and burn it. The Rambam says you have to redeem it and burn it. What's the pshat in the machlokas? So it would appear that the Rambam learns that by kotshei bedek habayis, before it comes in the hand of the gizbar, all Hekdesh has is the Shavius Mammon. All Hekdesh has is the monetary value, but not the object itself. In other words, Hekdesh owns the Shibud Lahotzi Mizeh Mammon. Hekdesh owns the lien to get money. Like the Ritva writes in Chulin, we recently quoted this Ritva, Chulin Kuf Lamites, if you have a Tarnagolas that somebody has that's Hekdesh and it runs away, it's Moray. Paka Kedusha, so the Kedusha goes away. Where did the Kedusha go? Kedusha Lahechan Azla. The answer is because the Hekdesh has a Shibud Mammon. And the moment it's Morate, and there's no more Mammonus, you don't have the Mammonus in this anymore, there's nothing you could do with it. So Memela, Paka Shibud. If it was holy Be'etzim, then where did the holiness go? But if they have a Shibud Mammon and they can't benefit from the money anymore, so then Paka Hekdesh. The Hekdesh goes away. So it emerges that the Etzem HaChefet is still Shaykh to the Bailim. All Hekdesh has is the Shavius Mammon. And therefore, according to the Rambam, it's called Shalal Ir HaNidachas. And there's a Din Sreifa on the Cheftza. Because the Cheftz is yours. Just the monetary value is Hekdesh's. Belongs to Hekdesh. And therefore, what do you have to do? There's a din sreif on the Cheftz. But not in the Shavius, not in the Mammon. So therefore, what do you have to do with this item? The item you have to burn. The item you have to burn because the item is yours. But the Shavius, the Mammonus, belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. So you have to redeem it. Give the money to the Beis HaMikdash. The item is yours, it's burned. And the Shavius is the Beis HaMikdash's, so then you have to redeem it and give it to the Beis HaMikdash. The Ravid learns no. That the object is Shayach to Hekdesh. It's called Shalal Shamayim. It's called heavenly booty. And there's no Din Sreifa. And l'shitasayu, they go l'shitasam. The gonav hikdish lebedek abayis. Let's say someone stole something and then he's makdish it to bedek abayis. Is that called mechira that he's now chayiv and dalav vehei? Or do we say no? Just like kachim mizbeach, may kara Torah de Ruvain. The hashta Torah de Ruvain. Originally it was Ruvain's shore, and now it's Ruvain's shore. If when you're makdish it to bedek habayis, it remains yours. The etzem chefta remains yours. So nothing changed. That's the way the Rambam would hold. The Rambam holds that even after the hekdesh, the etzem chefta is still yours. The Ravid would say that no. The Yetzim Chayfetz is no longer yours. So you're Chayv Dalad Vehei. After your Makdishit Lebedek Abayis. So that's the Machlokas Ramam Raivit. When you're Makdishit Lebedek Abayis, does the object remain yours? You're just the Shavius ghost that is obligated to lean on it to the Beis HaMikdash? No. You say even the object isn't yours. It's given over to the Beis HaMikdash. So we can add that there's a difference in this svara between makdish karka and makdish metaltalin. Because we can make a distinction and say that hekdesh has only the mamonis and not the etzem hachefetz. Dafka, when we're talking about the about metaltalin, mashekin bekarkos. We cannot be mechalek between the shavius and the cheftza, between the value and the actual object. So this is the key to the shir, the chilek between karkos and metaltalin. Metaltalin, the chefetz remains yours, and the shavius goes to the base of mikdash. Karkos, you can't be mechalek between the shavius and the cheftza, because the Rishonim already explained. The tour brings in the name of the Itter regarding Piron Baal Chov that metaltalin are called kesef, karkos are called shve kesef, meaning kesef is something given as payment, and since you can be metaltalit, it has a din kesef mamish. It's like money. Karka is something for which you can receive money, but it's not money itself. So we say it's shvei kesef, it's something that you can get money for it, but it's not money itself. Kesef is money itself. Karka is something for which you can receive money. But it's not money. And we can prove this geder from the din of Talu of Zavin. The tour in Simon Reish Hei brings the neighbor of Hai. Talu Limkor, if somebody was forced to sell Pachos Mishavio, Lo Mahani Bimetalpalin, Aval Bekarka, He Yois Veino No Lekarkos, Mahani Talu Gam Pachos Mishavio. That if one was forced to sell less than the value, it's not effective by metaltalin, but by karka, since we have a rule that ain't no, there's no fraud by karkos, it's effective. Tell you if he's forced, it's effective, even if it's less than the value. So metaltalin can't be sold for less than the value, karkos can be sold for less than the value. Ubipshuto, is it tamua misvara? That it's not effective is because we don't say agav, don't say gomor amakne, bipachos mishovya. Why wouldn't it be effective? Because we don't say that a person had kavanah to sell it if it's less than the proper value. If it's the value, then he had kavanah to sell it. Agav won't say gomor makni. But here there's no agav unse gavro makni, because it's less than the value. So why by karka is it effective? Why do we say karka less than the value is okay? There's no rutzen to sell. There's no agav unse gavro makni. So the explanation is that by metaltalin, the shavius is included in the sale. And therefore, he has to pay the shavius, he has to pay the value. And if he doesn't pay the value, there's no mechir on the mammon. He didn't sell it. No value, no sale. Hashem came karka. The sale is only on the object and not on the value. When you're buying metaltalin, you're buying the value. It's a $100 jacket. You're buying $100 of the jacket. The $100 jacket. When you're buying karka, you're not buying the $50,000 plot of land. You're buying the etzem plot of land. The mechir is on the chefetz, not on the shavius, because it doesn't have a shem kesef. There are a number of other halachos for this, but from here you see that there's a difference between metaltalin and karkos. That by metaltalin, you're buying your metaltalin's kesef, and therefore you're expecting to receive the kesef, the monetary value. It's kesef mamish, and if you're not receiving kesef mamish, you're paying $50, $100 for this. But it's really worth the person's paying $100 really worth $200. So he's selling a $200 item for $100. No, because it's defined as a $200 item. He has to get the money for it. It's defined by its monetary value. It's defined by its shavius. Karka is not defined by its shavius. Karka is defined by the chefetz, because it doesn't have the shem kesef. So you're just buying the object. You're buying the object even for less. It works. So therefore, it could be acquired even with pachos mishavio. Because you're not buying the shavius, you're buying the etzem hachefetz. So according to this yesod, it would appear as follows. That we say, ain't no nala hektish. There's no nala, there's no fraud when it comes to hektish. And we say, erchen daf chavtes, nevertheless, there's an iser of defrauding hektish, because you're mafsid as a hektish. But bizmanazeh, there's no iser. Why is there no iser? Because hektish isn't losing anything. There is no hektish. There is no. Lo'aleinu. Chmana litzlan. There's no beis hamikdash. There's no beis hamikdash. Hektish isn't losing anything. So there is an iser, but not bizmanazeh. However, it would appear there's a chilip between karak and metaltalin. Because based on what we explain, that karak is not shavius mammon, it's just shavek kesef, which means, as we explain, that it's something for which you can receive money, but it is not itself money, and therefore it's called shavek kesef. It emerges that if somebody is ma'ane, when it comes to karka, the only iser is baltos baltonu. Don't do anah, don't do fraud. But there's no gzeilas mammon, because karka isn't mammon. Karka is not kesef. And therefore the only iser is that you're causing a hefse to hektesh. Hektesh could have gotten more money, and you're giving hektesh less money. The only iser is gromas hefseid lehektesh. Bizmanazeh, there is no gromas hefseid, because this hektesh doesn't lose. Hektesh isn't getting anything. There's no hektesh. So by karka, the whole iser is bal tonu, but there's no gzeilas mammon, because it's not mammon. You're not giving mammon to hektesh in the first place. Just the chefetz. But hektesh lemais is losing out because you're giving less money. So you have an iser of onah, gramas hefseid, you're causing a hefseid to hektesh. But by metaltalin, metaltalin has Shabbos Mammon. And the Hekdesh is the Bailim on Mammonis. And when one is Ma'ana Hekdesh, Yesh B'zeh Gzeilas Mammon Shel Hekdesh. You're stealing the money. Because Hekdesh has Mammonis in this metaltalin. Hekdesh has the monetary value, not only this metaltalin, but also what it's worth. It's a $100 item. Hekdesh has $100 in it. So it emerges that you're stealing the money. The person is stealing the money of Hekdesh. V'im shechala pidyon mishum ein ona lehekdesh. You're right. Pidyon is chal ein ona lehekdesh. But then here the gather is gzela. Person stealing money from Hekdesh. And therefore there's no nafkusa between Zman HaZeh and Zman HaBayis. Because it's not because of the actual loss. When we talk about Ona, the problem is that Hekdesh is losing. But there's no Hekdesh to lose. So since Hekdesh isn't... Lemaisa, let me ask you a question. Is Hekdesh losing? When you give less money for the karka that you gave to Hekdesh? No. Hekdesh isn't losing. There's no Hekdesh to lose. So if the Isser is out Hekdesh losing, so his man is a Hekdesh isn't losing. So therefore by karka the person's off the hook as far as being ma'ana Hekdesh. There's no Isser. Because the Isser is causing a hefsed. And here Hekdesh isn't losing out. There's no Hekdesh saying, oh, I lost. However, what's the Isser? What's the Isser of Gzela? The Isser is that you took something that belonged to somebody else. You're not allowed to take Mamun Shel Hekdesh. Here you're taking, you're right, Hekdesh isn't losing. But you're taking what belongs to Hekdesh. That's Gzela. Because by money, they have, let's say this item is a $100 item, they have $100 in this item. And then you give them $80. So you're stealing, you're taking $20 for yourself. So you're right, Hekdesh isn't losing because there's no Hekdesh to receive. But you're still taking part of the money for yourself. That's Gezel. Whereas when it comes to Karka, all Beis Din has is the... All the Beis HaMikdash has is the Chayfetz. And they could have gotten a certain amount of money for this object and they didn't. So you're right that... It's a Hefseid, but Hekdesh can't be Mavsid because there's no Hekdesh today. There it's going on the loss of Hekdesh, but there's no Hekdesh to lose. Hekdesh still exists in theory, but they're not losing anything because they wouldn't use it anyway. Since Hekdesh wouldn't use it, it's not considered a loss. But when it comes to the metaltalin, metaltalin is as Shavius Mammon. So if you take 80 and you give them 80 and the Hekdesh deserves 100, so you're right, Hekdesh isn't losing. They're not lacking because they're not using it anyway. But the person is taking $20 for himself. That's Gzela, Kipshuto. So there's going to be the sister, even Bizman HaZeh, of defrauding the Mikdash. So now it would appear as follows. That in the Sugya in Erchin, where we see of Chavtes, that you could be Podeh Bizman HaZeh with less than the Shovi, with less than the value, ask Tosfos, if you could be Podeh with less than the value, then why does it say that bebehema teyaker v'yirakvu amaylo yifta bepachas mishavyo. Gemara there says that somebody who's machrim is manazeh should be poded the cheirim with 4 dinarim and throw the dinarim in the river, and then he could be nana from what he was machrim. So then Tosis quotes the Gemara of Avodah Zarah that you're not allowed to be makdish and machrim and marich bismanazeh, and if you did, so if it's a behema, teyaker. Gemara says, like the Rambam says, let it die, let it starve. You can't be nana from it. And if it was Paris or Kalim, Yerakvu, they should rot. So here, since we're talking about Bizman Azeh, like the Gemara says, why don't we say Yerakvu? Why do we say to be Poda? So the answer is Tosfos. That by metaltalin, v'tzarichlam redafku metaltalin kamar diyarakvu, v'lasigula de takolo imamtinu lachi yarakvu, v'achum mekarki ayri dim yamdin osa de takolo. So Tosfos says the chiluk, that dafka by metaltalin, we say let it rot, let it go, because we're not chshav, we let it hang around, because you're not going to be a bali de takolo, you're not going to be nana from it. But here we're talking about karka. Karka is forever. There it's a short time. Here it's forever. And if you're mamdin, if you wait, you're going to be bali de takala, and the person's going to end up doing meila. And therefore the Gemara says in Eitzah to be poda. So what's interesting about this Tosfos? We see from this Tosfos that the whole sugi of the Gemara, where we learn a heter of onah, of giving less than the amount that it's worth, is talking about karka. That bizman is that you're allowed to give less than it's worth is talking dafka about karka. That sug is talking about karka. And the Rambam learns that this din, that you're poled b'pachos mishavyo, is dafka b'karka. Why? Because there's no isur gzela. Why is there no isur gzela? Like we explained, because there's no mamonis here. And therefore, however much you give is good enough. Because it's not, karka is an actual mammon, as we explained at length, but by metaltalin, there's an iser gzela. You're right, hekdesh isn't losing. Hekdesh doesn't feel lacking, they don't need your money, but it's still stealing. Avol metaltalin yesh iser gzela, v'lechen yirokvu. But by metaltalin, and that's why the Rambam holds, what's the Rambam? The Rambam's talking about metaltalin. The Rambam says you have to let it rot. Why? Because it's a gzela. V'din pidyon aser b'zman hazeh b'metaltalin l'chatchila. So we don't do this gzela. And therefore, if you would redeem it with less than the value, then it would be stealing. It would be stealing. So therefore, since we don't want the person to steal, we tell him not to redeem it. So therefore, the Rambam didn't give the Pashta Eitzah of just taking a little bit of money and being pulled down on a little bit of money, because that's Mamsh Gzeilas Hekdesh. So what do you have to do? You have to get rid of it, whatever it is. You have to, you know, if it's Paris or Ksus or Kalim, Minichama Sachi Rakvu. If it's a Behemon or El Dels Bifnach, Thomas Melea. And if it's money, so then however much money it is, you have to, there's no need of pidgin on a little bit. You have to take it all and you have to throw it away, to throw it into the Yam HaMelech or the Yam HaGadol. So the Rambam was bedafka, the Kesef Mishnah wanted to say the Rambam's lav dafka, there is an eitz of pidgin. No, the Rambam holds no pidgin by metaltalin, because if he's poter the metaltalin, then it's gzeilas hektish. Only by karka is allowed to be poter, but not metaltalin, because by karka it's only hefseid. Hefseid is no hefseid to hektish. But gzeila, a person's taking himself, he's doing a maisa gzeila, that's not allowed. And since metaltalin is mominous, if he'd be poter b'pachas mishavi, he would be doing a maisa gzeila. But Eved anichas lemitzvus, we see that Eved hukash lekarka. That Chazal say that there's a hekesh between Eved and Karka. In other words, dino kedin Karka. And what's karka? Shvei kesef. Karka is shava kesef. And so is an eved. Not kesef be'etzem. But he can be sold and you can get money. If he's Eved Anichas LaMitzvahs, an Eved Kenayni, a proper Eved Kenayni, is Hukash L'Karka. So he's not Shavius Mammon. Right, he's not Mammonus like Metaltalin. He's just Shavei Kesef, you can get money for him, but he himself is not considered money. Not Kesef Mamish. And if so, there's no Isser Anob Isman Azeh, Mishum Gzela. And therefore the Rambam says that you could be poed to him. Dami la karka. So why by the Eved does the Rambam yes give the eitz of pidgin? Because that has a din karka. And the Rambam holds you can be pulled a par karka b'pachas mishavya. So we explain. And therefore we also understand why the Rambam doesn't an Eved, and he says an Eved akum lo malim lo moridim. Since he's an Eved akum, he hasn't yet been mekayim makabel mitzvahs. He doesn't have a din eved kshukash lakarka, and therefore he has a din metaltalin, vidino kachola metaltalin, that has no pigeon. So therefore the Rambam says, just leave him alone, there's no pigeon. However, the Ravid is l'shitaso, that he argues with the Rambam, and he holds that hektish bedek kabais not only has the chayfetz, it also has the mamanis. Shelahekdesh bedekabayis, yesh gamet achayfetz, velorakas hamamanes. That hekdesh, what does hekdesh bedekabayis get? They get the object, not only the value. As we said before, the Rambam learns that the etzem achayfetz is still shaykh to the bailim, and all hekdesh gets is the mamanes. So when it comes to metaltalin, he's not, the Rambam holds, not allowed to steal the mamanus from he's not allowed to steal the mamanus. Like we said, that this is all by metaltalin. That hekdesh gets only the mamanus and not the etzem achayfetz. We said that by karka, they're getting the etzem chayfetz. So there is no mominus by karka. Because it's not mominus. It's shove kesef, but it's not kesef. So That's all b'shitas HaRambam. And therefore, according to the Rambam, what does the heck do? What you're now let us steal? If one is makdish and metaltalin, then that means that they have these makdish $100 jackets, so the hekdish has $100 of his in his jacket if he gives less. If he's pulled it with less, then he's stealing. Rabbi Kargi is allowed to be pulled there because what does Hekdesh have? Hekdesh has the value. They don't have the Etzem Chefetz. They have what you can get for the Chefetz. By Karka we said that we can't be mechalik between the Shabbos and the Chefetza, because by Karka we said that a karka has no, there's no difference between the two. That by karka there is no mamonis. All you're getting is really the chefza. And this chefza is something for which you can get kesef, but it's not mamon itself. So by metaltalim we make a chiluk, and we say that the mamonis you're getting, but the etzem chefza not. But we said karka isn't mamonis, so all they're really getting is the etzem chefza. And then if you give less than what the etzem chefza costs, then that's a hefzit for hekdesh. But today hekdesh has no hefzit, so you're fine. But by metaltalin, they're getting the mammon. And if he gives less mammon, then he's stealing. Has the Ravid hold? The Ravid's l'shitasa. He holds Hekdesh Bet HaKabayis has the Chefza and not only the mammonis. He holds that even metaltalin are not considered actual mammon. It's only Shvei Kesef. There's no chilik according to the Ravid between karka and metaltalin. So you can't be mechalek and say that hekdesh has only the mamonis by metaltalin. The Ravid holds that hekdesh has the etzem chefetz, not just the mamonis. So if karka, if hekdesh has the etzem chefetz, if hekdesh has the metaltalin, then there's going to be no gzela. There's going to be hefzed, but there's going to be no gzela. Why is there no gzela? Because when did we say there's gzela? When hekdesh has mamonis in this item. Hekdesh has the monetary value. But according to the Ravid, hekdesh doesn't have monetary value in this item. Hekdesh just has the item itself. And we're not mechalik like we are according to the Rambam between the etzem chefetz and the mamonis. And its value. It's one. They just have this item itself. And we don't separate and say, yeah, they have this item and they have $100. No. They just have the item. So when you're poded, you're right, you're causing a loss to Hekdesh. Because you could be poded for more of this metaltalin. But Hekdesh doesn't lose Bismanazeh because they don't need anything. But what about your gzela? It's not gzela. Only according to the Rambam is gzela. Because according to the Rambam, what does Hekdesh have in this item? $100. The item itself is yours. But Hekdesh has $100. So if you redeem it for 80, what are you essentially doing? You're taking 20 from Hekdesh. That's gzela. But according to the Ravid, what does Hekdesh have? Hekdesh has the Etzem item. We're not mechalik between the Etzem item and the Mamonis. So we're not mechalik between the Etzem item and the Mamonis. They just have the Etzem. They just have the Etzem Cheftza. So the Etzem Cheftza, if you're poded for less, so what's that consider that you did? Yes, you're causing a hefzeh to Hekdesh, but it's not gzela because we don't see it as if Hekdesh had $100 in this item. We just see it as if Hekdesh had this item. Now this item, you can get $100 for it. So now for him, it's just like karka. It's like karka. What is the value of karka? That you can get $100 for it, but it itself is not $100. It's just you can get $100 for it. So we made that chil according to the Rambam. The Rambam says when it comes to karka, you can get $100 for it, but it itself is not $100. So if you're poded for less, since it itself is not $100, it's not like you're stealing from Hekdesh. You just pulled it for less and Hekdesh is losing, but Hekdesh man as I can lose. But according to the Ravid, who as we saw holds, we saw by Shalal Shamayim, by Nir Nidachas, that Hekdesh has the Etzem Chayfetz, so we're not mechalik between the Mamonis and the Etzem Chayfetz. So when they have Karka, they have the Etzem Chayfetz of the Karka. We're not mechalik between the Etzem Chayfetz and what you can get from it. And also by Metaltlam, we're not mechalik between the Etzem Chayfetz and what you can get from it. We hold that they have the Etzem Chayfetz, not like the Rambam that we say, no. By Metaltlam, they don't have the Etzem Chayfetz. They just have the $100 in the Chayfetz. So then if you redeem it for 80, oh boy. It's Gzela. But according to the Ravid, no. Hekdesh just has this object. You don't say Hekdesh has $100 in this object. Hekdesh has this object. So if you redeem it for less, it's a Hefseh. But it's not Gzela because they never had the $100 in the first place. All they have is the Etzem Chefza. So if it's not a Zeh, it's not Shayech that there should be Gzela. So again, we started the shir and we asked, this is a difficult shir. We asked the Kasha. Kasha was, why does the Rambam say to be Poda Metaltalin? The answer is the Rambam doesn't hold there is pigeon Metaltalin. Because if a person tries to be Poda Metaltalin, you know what he's really doing? If a person tries to be Poda Metaltalin, he's stealing for less. He's stealing from Hekdesh. Rambam says, we don't allow that. We don't allow that because Metaltalin means that Hekdesh has $100 in this item. This, when you look at this item, you're looking at $100. And then you're redeemed for 80, that's stealing. Rabbi says, no. When you look at this object, you're looking at this object. Yeah, it has a value, but how much are you going to get for it? So you can get 100 and you're only doing it for 80. Is Hekdesh losing? No. Because there's no Hekdesh b'nan hazeh. What about this person's act of gzela? It's not gzela because you can't say that Hekdesh had $100 of his and now he's giving Hekdesh 80. He's redeeming it for 80. You don't look at it that way. You say that Hekdesh just had this object. There's no Maisik Zela to take 80 for this $100 object because Hekdesh had this object. So the only problem is the Hefseh. But if you don't start and look at it as mumminess, you're not looking at it as $100, so then when you change it for 80 or for 2 or for 10, that's not Zela. Oh no, yes, it's causing a Hefseh, but the Bismanis is no Hefseh. But since it's not $100, so exchanging it for 1 is not considered Zela. That's the Ravid. The Ravid holds that it's not considered $100. The Rambam says, no. This means when you have metaltal, that means that Hekdesh has $100. Hekdesh has the Shavius. Now you're redeeming it for 80. Gzela. So the Rambam says, no pigeon. All right. I hope I gave this over well. It's understood. And I hope I'm correct in my Havana. And we should be so chalumo lulam edishmo lasso lakaim is called the Reisam Torah to be a Hava. Amen, v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved.